Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Jim from Canada, just calling in again to correct Adam on his pronunciation. It's Charlize Theron. Somebody give him the message so he can rant on me, because it drives me nuts. I must have called in 10 times about this. Not Theron, it's Theron. He's a hypocrite. He's always giving you guys crap. But when he pronounces something wrong, he doesn't correct himself. Anyway, still love the show, but Adam drives me nuts when he thinks he's so high and mighty. Charlize Theron, look it up.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
All right.
For somebody who says the word pronunciation, that's a hell of an accusation.
Dawson, you got something?
As the only person I know of who was actually paid to introduce Charlize Theron and her segment with Jane Goodall, he is correct. It is Theron. And right. I've mentioned this on the show before, I believe.
You cannot imagine how wrong you are.
Was it ever Charlize Theron? I feel like the earlier part of her career, I would hear it that way.
I agree with you.
Demi or Demi.
Yeah, I don't care. Right. But, you know, it's always a weird thing. I don't mind being corrected in pronunciation, but then when they do this part where they go, you always do it to other people, I go, well, not that often, really. If I hear something, they're trying to say a word, sometimes they're words that people don't know or certain ways.
Right.
Like pate.
Like pate. Right.
Like, excuse me, it's divisive.
Yeah, but for the most part, I don't know how things are pronounced. That's why I don't do a whole lot of correcting.
I have a Charlize Theron and or Theron PSA right here in front of me where she says her name.
Well, let's
would
hear
you
it.
Like to hear us
I would like to hear it.
I'm Charlize Theron, and
I'm Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. That's the.
Oh, I'm sure she says it that way.
Theron and
but the beginning part of her career, people
absolutely
said it a different way.
Charlize Theron.
And then she's Theron. Theron.
How does she spell? Yeah. How do you spell her last name?
T H E R O N.
I'm Charlize Theron, and on February
O N.
Yeah.
All right. So people would just read it. They'd say Theron, and then at a certain point, she got enough juice
exactly
where she was able to change around.
She can correct everybody.
And I'm saying was it Basinger or Basinger?
I'm Charlize Theron. And
I think almost everyone's names start the way they sound and are spelled because that's the entertainment reporters are reading. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do Theron on O-N. So they all start a certain way. If the person Kim or Charlize can hang around long enough,
they can
start correcting it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just ask Michael J. Fax.
That's right. But if you're like me and you're like Gina and you don't care, then
don't
you
care.
Just have, then I just have the Kim Basinger or Basinger or whatever. I just have the first version I heard, mm-hmm. and that's the one I lock off in you my do. Head and move around. I don't go back and fix it. Then there's George Takei and George Takei.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was George Takei, I thought, for a long time. And
me
then
too.
At some point, it's George Takei. So we should all live long enough for that. Of course, there's Ralph Carollo and there's Jim Carolla. But that is spelled differently. And we have no idea why. It was the greatest That was the greatest, what's Brian call that, on-brand move my yeah. dad ever did. Dad, why does your brother spell his name differently than yours? I don't know. Oh, okay.
Never asked.
Moving on. You guys are pretty tight, huh? His brother spells his name. His brother's 3.5 years older and spells his name differently than his. It's never delved into
never,
that.
Never asked to follow up.
Yeah. All right. There's Christian, let's see. It's Sirlewski. Is that right?
Sirlewski.
Let's see if that works. Christian?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Sirlewski.
Yeah, that's right on.
There you go.
See?
All right.
You're back.
Christian, it says here you're an automotive designer and digital sculptor. What do you do in the automotive world?
I do mainly concept work where we do either early level before production, you know, maybe a show car, or even earlier we do like advanced design where they're just working out kind of different platforms and maybe never make it into the real world. So it's just a lot of digital work, and I take what the designer sketch and I make it into, you know, make it into computer 3D.
We have this really cool, hefty Mangria wine stop here that you, I think you can get at Corolla Drinks if you want. It's in my hand right now. Dylan just handed it to me and said that you're responsible for crafting this bad boy. So we know, I'll pass around here, but it's substantial.
Yeah. That's a weapon.
We know... You can make things. Now, you're going to help me retrofit my Milgard sliding doors, right?
Exactly. Yep. We're going to put a lock-unlock indicator on there so you can see it from a distance so you don't have to walk up to the door every time.
Am I alone in being insanely outraged over this horrible design flaw, or as a designer, are you equally outraged?
Exactly. I don't even understand how that made it through the process because, I mean, that's the first question you ask is how do I know if it's locked or not? It's only about 25 degrees of movement. So how can you see that from even 5 feet away? It's a white handle that moves.
Yep. It looks the same. So did you approach the Milgard people about this?
Yeah, I did. I heard you rant about it on your show and I had, you know, I just thought about it for a minute. I'm like, I can come up with something that'll kind of fit in there, you know. So I took a stab at it, a couple of iterations, and I had something. And I thought, oh, this looks pretty good. So I, you know, I made what I do is I need data. So I had some 2D dimensions from the website. Milgard has some dimensions on there that you can get. So I kind of mocked one up in the computer. And then made a quick animation of it and showed how it works and sent it off to Matt, I think, got it. And when you were really interested in it, then I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to approach Milgard and see if they want to join me in on this venture because you guys, you know, if you like it, they would be dumb not to kind of get in and join in on this. But they had other plans. They wanted nothing to do with it, I guess.
It's always weird in the stupid stay the course. As a matter of fact,
I
feel like stupid stays the course more than smart stays the course, which is interesting because smart is right a higher percentage of the time. And the people that are stupid or the companies that are stupid or the folks that know what they know or don't need you or sort of cut you off halfway into you explaining how you could improve their product or whatever. It's a weird thing to be married to, especially when this one is not a he said, she said, this is a flaw, a major flaw in their design. And that the word should be sort of thank you.
Christian, I'm remembering my own experience. I hadn't thought about this in 18 years, probably. I think I was applying for a job right out of college, and I was applying on someone's website, and they had something about Barnes & Noble. It was either a writing job or a copy editing job or something, and I pointed out, I'm like, and by the way, just so you know that I'm good at this, Barnes & Noble is misspelled on your website, because they spelled it N-O-B, whatever, E-L, whatever.
Nobel.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Never heard back. So I maybe there are other reasons I could have been underqualified for the job, but
he's good seller. He's so smug,
pointing out the mistakes in the rightful mistakes in other in people's products and websites doesn't always go over well. Isn't always received well.
Do you think they think I was trying to show them up, or we were trying to show them up on how to actually
make
how dare
you?
Right.
If it was me, I'd be thank you very much for catching that mistake. Now I can fix that and not hire you.
I remember talking to the brother P. Touch.
I was just going to say,
people.
I made them the offer to take it to you. Yeah, I told them, like, I really didn't want anything for it. I just wanted to do it, you know, because I enjoy doing, like, problem solving and designing and figuring things out is what I like to do. And that was just one thing. And since, you know, I'm out in Sweden, so it's too difficult to get to you in California anyway. So I thought, that, you know, their PR person reach out to me. And they were actually more worried that I was infringing on their patent. And not, you know, so, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with your patent. It's just something you can add on there. And
I
told them,
like,
you
can
use this as a publicity thing.
I remember talking to the brother P-Touch people, and I was saying to them, hey, they were on the phone to be a sponsor or whatever. And I said, yeah, I use your product a lot, and I use your product a lot on labels for, like, car parts and even, like, dashboard race cars and stuff like that. And there's a frequent problem, which is you cut your label off and it cuts it at 90, and then the tabs start to dog ear, and they sit on things that you use, especially if there's a lot of action to them and you're putting your hands on them, like you're labeling. There you go.
He's been there for 12 years.
Brian's showing me his wallet, and he's got the P-Touch
his
on it.
Brother P-Touch.
You have to crudely.
And it's dog-eared. Like, you have to cut the corners off.
What did you
You have to
it?
Make a hot dog
it's faded, but you
out
can read
of
my,
it.
If found, please call.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and you have to make the end look like a hot dog. And I sort of remember the old PE shirts I had in Walter Reed Junior High. I sort of had a hot dog thing in the front. Now, it's the same thing. It's just the end is round versus cut off because everything I had labeled, all these drawers and car parts and stuff like that, all the dog flaps. Ear was flapping off. So I said to him, you guys should have a straight cut, but you should have a hot dog cut, a round cut, a snipper cut, like built in a side, or even a separate thing that you would sell that just be your round, you know, do it for the half inch and do one for three quarter or quarter, you know, two different sides or whatever. Do that round cut, because I end up trying to do it, but it looks kind of crude.
Yeah.
And this would be clean, and they're like, I think we know what we're doing, but yes.
Yep. 100% yes.
Okay.
I'm the guy that pointed out the website, the mistake on the site I was applying to.
Christian?
Yeah.
When can I expect delivery of this new system?
I just got the mail today saying that I can go pick up the package at my local kiosk, because, like, if they usually, UPS won't deliver to homes in Sweden for some reason. It's a special option, so they usually deliver to, like, a kiosk or a supermarket, and you can go pick it up there. So I pick it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, it was Brian making a joke. Sorry.
It's worth missing.
Okay.
And I can retrofit it onto my door.
Yeah, I made a little tool that'll basically help you set it into position. So what it is I'm going to do one on the handle and make a video of it so you can see how to do it. And then I will send you, I think you have four of them, right?
Yes, I have four of them.
Yeah. Yep, so I ordered four parts. So what I'll do is I'll do the one on this handle and make a video showing how it works. And then I will send you the handle and then the other three. And you can take your handle off and just put this one on, because it's. I ended up having to get one on eBay because I needed one that I could actually measure and get proper dimensions. So, but I have no use for it, so.
This guy's a mensch, as Christian's
Thank you,
say.
Christian. You're a hero.
Oh.
A hero. Is, yes, a mensch, as your people would say. Thank you, my friend.
A lot of effort.
This is totally a dude thing, right?
100%.
It would never occur to me to ask or to impart this wisdom on anybody.
Yeah.
Not interested.
The good news is going to be the clapping and the tears of joy when I retrofit. So it's going to go, I retrofitted the doors. Everyone at the Corolla house. Huh? The doors. The Milgard. Who? The Milgard. Remember how I switched out the doors? What'd you do? We swapped the doors out.
We're getting new doors?
You remember you couldn't tell if they were locked? The door's unlocked? Mm-hmm. All right. Go back to playing Fortnite. I'm going to continue on with Christian over here. So that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be satisfying.
But speaking of that, ask Matt how my magnetic sign for Olga's car is doing. Got a lot of stuff cooking over at the Corolla house. We're going to be winners.
I got to redo my wallet sticker.
Yeah.
It's starting to get faded.
Still see it, but it's time.
All right. Max Pata, speaking of Charlize Theron.
I thought it was Theron.
I had it in my head. She's talking about not going to places in this country because it was too dangerous for her kids, that she would turn down work because she had children of color, and we've declared war. It's hunting season, especially the rich children of color. That's the ones we're really going for. How's South Africa, her native land, doing in the rape department?
It is currently sitting at number 5.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, Pakistan's number 1. But in South Africa.
Pakistan's number 1?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they're number 5.
Wow.
Worldwide. Yeah. That's her hometown. Huh. Go ahead.
In South Africa, one woman is raped every 26 seconds.
Jesus.
And 1 in 4 men admit to having raped at least once.
Wow.
A lot of raping going on over there in Charlize's.
At least once.
Old digs.
Oh, my God.
And they're top 10 in the world for rape. All right.
Shit.
So don't take your kids there either.
Don't take your kids there either. But in terms of us working out our problems over here, that's a good thing. But you could also probably lend some of your words to help out your native land, where there's a lot of raping going on, Charlize.
And these rankings are a little blurry because not every rape gets reported. The conviction rate is actually about 2% there.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
A lot of raping going on. All right.
Nobody paying for it.
There you go, Charlize. There's something to cut a PSA on. And then when you get the raping taken care of, then we can talk about how things are rolling over here. Are we top 10 in raping or are we number 3? I'm going to have some... a little more than egg on my face if we're number 3 and South Africa is number 5. I'll have to apologize. But
I'm Charlize Theron. And
if we didn't crack the top 10, I would say she should focus a little more on what's going on in her motherland, a little less of what's going on in the make-believe cities over here. All right, let's see.
Actually, and Adam, we found this video of how she pronounces her name. She goes by Charlize Theron, but this is how you pronounce her last name.
Uh-huh.
I go by Charlize Theron, but it's the real pronunciation of my last name is Thron.
Thron. Oh, say
Afrikaans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're like Midway. Thron.
All right. Let's see. I want to thank good friends over at NBC for making it for this half of the show, Tuesday nights, and Geico, geico.com. All right, let's take a quickie break. We'll come back. We'll do the news with Gina Grad.
Corolla Digital delivers the best podcasts ever made with some of the best people around.
Hey, you guys, it's Joe Coy, and I got my podcast here at Corolla Digital called The Coy Pond. The Coy Pond. I get all my friends to come on, and then they tell me a story, and then I make fun of them, and it's a blast. So tune in. Just go to adamcorolla.com and download every episode.
The Coy Pond with Joe Coy. Subscribe on iTunes. Listen at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and at adamcorolla.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news. News with Gina Grad.
You know what I was saying to Mama Carolla last weekend?
I don't like you, and you have low self-esteem.
And after that lovely exchange, and she was explaining to me, because she knows geopolitics, she's explaining to me how we destroy all these governments, and then we put in these despot leaders, and then their people flee the violence that we create, and then we won't let them into our country. I had to give her a little speech that while this country has had a few things in its past it's not too proud of, what country and nation exactly are we comparing it to? Because, yes, Charlize can talk a lot of shit about this country, but she comes from top 10 Rapeville. So, okay, there are things that go on in this country that we're not proud of in the past. There are things in the future we'd like to correct. But what exactly are we comparing it to? I would argue, whether it's baseball or countries, it's only kind of fair to compare us to other countries that are around the same time we're around. And by that yardstick, we do pretty well. Now, if you want to compare us to Xanadu or Utopia, then no, we're not going to do very well. But if we're, just as long as we're going apples to apples, then I think we're all right. And if we are all right, why so much beaten up? But okay, we could be better. Go ahead.
Well, a federal
An update on my piano magnet.
Yeah, so I've just been told that we are just finalizing the design with our magnet guy.
We have a magnet guy.
And we'll get it real soon.
What do you think Olga's response is going to be when I put it on the car?
I don't
Dios
know.
Mio.
She might actually just go in your house and try to tune a piano. I think, like, oh, I guess this is what I'm doing.
It's a very subtle way to tell her.
Yeah, I had a nice conversation with her. Like every, we stand in the kitchen and talk every night. Phil lays down and just like do it like, and it spreads out. And she's always like, Phil doesn't try that on me, you know, because she kicks him in the ribs if she ever sleeps over and we're out of town and Phil tries to bury her alive with his body, she'll kick him. And then she's like, we had dogs growing up. They stayed outside. And I was like, yeah, because where you come from, everybody worked. Everything had to work. Mm-hmm. Kids worked. Dogs worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had dogs. They stayed outside. And if somebody tried to break in, they'd bite them. You know, like everybody was on the clock all the time. We don't have people on the clock over here, and we certainly don't have pets on the clock. Half the fucking population's not on the clock, but all the pets aren't on the clock around here. They're all just spread out, splayed out, sleeping. She can't figure out, like, why is the dog inside laying on top of you when it's supposed to be outside protecting your property?
Being
it's
a
like,
dog.
Because we don't ask them to do anything.
Oh, no.
Correct.
Thank you.
Does she look down on you a little bit for that?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm going to get back at her with my piano magnet.
A federal judge in Seattle on Tuesday evening granted a temporary injunction blocking the posting of instructions on how to make plastic guns using 3D printers. I don't know if you know about this guy, Cody Wilson, but I'll explain. The plastic guns, which are hard to detect, were banned by the Obama administration, but last month the State Department changed that rule, seemingly clearing the way for Texas-based Cody Wilson to start what his website calls, quote, the age of the downloadable gun. With officials around the country worried about public safety, the judge made the move to halt the plans. It followed a joint lawsuit filed by attorneys general in 8 states and D.C. designed to push the Trump administration into halting this nonprofit defense distributed. It's called Defense Distributed, from posting the plans online. He's been on a lot of talk shows. He's really standing behind it. I'm just going to show you. It's a 9-second clip of him actually firing a plastic gun that he downloaded and printed out.
It's got to be single shot, right?
Yeah, you'll see. It's real short.
I wonder if this guy could retrofit my Milgard doors, right, you know, stateside.
And he'll post them online for free.
All right, here he goes. He's going to fire it with, I'm guessing, a plastic bullet.
There it is. That's the shot.
And it fires a plastic bullet? It must fire
unclear.
A plastic. I'd like to know whether it took ammunition as we know it, like a 22 caliber shell that you put into your plastic gun, or you... Well, wait a minute. It has to, because you need some gunpowder from somewhere.
The plastic bullet would either melt or become distorted such that it wouldn't fire straight, right, with the gunpowder explosion?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. You can't have a printer print out gunpowder, a 3D printer, and something needs to propel the slug. Mm-hmm. Whatever the slug is made of, something needs to propel it. So it needs a bullet. So it must take a conventional style bullet.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or slug or shell and bullet casing, and then you fire it out of the gun that you down.
Makes sense. Now, his printer that he has is not like our printers.
It's a 3D
printer. So, and even people who have, you know, consumer-ready 3D printers, apparently his is a little more heavy-duty. But he says, like, you know, I saw him on an interview on CNN, and they said, you know, how shouldn't there be some sort of stop guard to letting people even access this? And he goes, what about somebody who wants to look it up at the library? Do we need to do a mental health check on them? So he has an answer for everything, and he's really thought this out, and he absolutely believes that this should be distributed.
Well, it's an interesting point to argue over. The reality is there's nobody you know. I mean, if you're talking about street thugs or Al-Qaeda or whatever, this isn't going to be the weapon of choice. It's not going to affect anybody. You'd have to live in Leno's shop with his 3D CAD stuff and everything to make this work. If you're sophisticated enough to pull this off and put it together and whatever else, you probably have a high degree of education and engineering degrees and stuff like that. But It's still something to argue about, I guess.
Timothy McVeigh and the Unabomber had high degrees of education. Doesn't mean that smart people aren't capable of chaos.
No, but Tim McVeigh, if he'd gone into that federal building with one of these, would have shot one person and then been done. I mean, you can be high intellect and high chaos and high body counts, but Tim McVeigh would be smart enough to know that this would be the wrong weapon for him. Mm. You know, and so it's probably a nothing burger, but it's an interesting thing to argue over. And it has a kind of Orwellian thing. Yeah. Well, then what about when everyone has a 3D printer and everyone this, that, and the other?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And then hopefully at some point somebody will have killed somebody with a printer to then make all the gun nuts right. Yeah, like, what about the guy who broke in the house? They threw a printer and they said, that killed him.
Guns don't kill people. That's 3D printers kill people.
That's good.
That's right.
Well,
by the way, there's a whole, if you're trying to make parts like I am for things that don't exist, parts that don't exist for cars that barely existed, there's a metal version of this now. There's a plastic version of it now.
I think we all have an action figure of ourselves that someone sent us from a 3D printer.
It all seems we're not there yet. Because every time you go, well, why don't we just get the old grill and then I'll give it to you. And then you scan it and then they'll do the metal thing and they go, yeah, they're really going to work. Like, we think we're there. We're not really there yet.
Well, and this was maybe last year, that kid that did the 3D printer of all of his braces, like his plastic retainers for like the next 8 months and straightened his own teeth by downloading that himself.
Yeah,
so
I guess you can do that.
We're
that's
getting
what
there.
Invisalign is, essentially.
Yeah, that's, and he made his own. He made, you know, for each stage. Yeah. So it's interesting.
I would hire that kid immediately for whatever the job was.
Like ingenuity.
That kid's going somewhere.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Deadline reports that CNN plans to air a final season of the late Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, with one episode already complete, four others, some set in Manhattan's Lower East Side. They'll be finished by the directors who filmed them. The sole episode completed before Bourdain's June 8th death features a trip to Kenya, also with the United States of America host W. Kamau Bell. That episode will be the last to have Bourdain's written narration. Other episodes of the upcoming season, they'll be this fall,
How's Kenya doing in the rape rankings? Cracked the top 10 yet, or are they still kind of napping?
Let me get the top 10.
See if we can work that out.
The final episode will be a lot of fan reactions and reflections, people who appeared on the show talking about Anthony.
People love Anthony Bourdain.
He's beloved. That first book, man, that freaked people out. That was kind of the start of like the sexy bad boy chef phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because I had never really thought about it before.
I'm trying to think of like why. There's like this sort of algorithm of the way you speak, the shoes you wear, your jawline.
Tattoos.
What you think about yourself. Like it seems always kind of self-deprecating. Yeah. It was the ultimate self-deprecation, which is killing yourself, you know. There's a guy, write that down.
Hold on.
You think my mom has low self-esteem? By the way, Anthony Bourdain's low self-esteem, that's the kind. Him and Dr. Drew. Yeah. Not my mom so much. I should have named a dead person. Someone who killed themselves. Yeah, Mom. I like Anthony's.
I like Richard Jenny.
Yeah, I like Richard Jenny. I like Platypus Man's. It's a TV show.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of TV shows, Making It.
Oh, God.
Tuesdays, NBC, that's what I want to say. Parks and Rec stars and real-life besties Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman are crafting television's ultimate creative competition. Eight talented artists will compete for $100,000. Nick's a master woodworker, and what Amy lacks in crafting experience, she makes up for in enthusiasm. Entertainment Weekly calls Making It the most delightful show of the year. TV Guide calls it utterly charming, and people call it summer's most crafty competition show. Making It, hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, after America's Got Talent. That's Tuesday nights. That's NBC Tuesday nights. That's right after America's Got Talent. I'm going to be watching this because I love building stuff. I love corals, you know. I'm making a sign. I'm fixing my doors. Making It. Right after America's Got Talent, Tuesdays on NBC. All right, what else you got?
Well, Facebook said Tuesday that it had discovered a new secret plan to spread divisive political messages throughout the social network, according to NBC News. This marks the company's first statements about possible political manipulation prior to the midterm elections. As a result, Facebook removed 32 pages from its network and sister site Instagram. The company said in a statement that it took action, quote, because they were involved in coordinated inauthentic behavior. Facebook added the pages were linked to protests set for D.C. next week.
Well, you know, I was yelling yesterday about please everyone stop taking the bait for everything all the time.
Yes.
A true or not. I mean, you could tell me a story and go, hey, a shark attacked a swimmer in the Santa Monica Bay. And I would go, if it was true, I'd still go, well, I'm still going to go in the water next time I go to Santa Monica. And if it was false, I'd still go in the water. It would not affect me one way or the other. I wouldn't know if it was true or false. Might make me think about sharks, but I wouldn't run down to the beach with a pitchfork and start doing something.
Yeah.
Or swear off the beach forever.
Or swear off the beach forever. Right. And so this whole thing, at least as it turned out, or as much as we know so far, is that so many of these ways, so many tampering with the election and the Russias and stuff, Russia and getting all that, a very small percentage of it was like pro-Hillary or pro-Trump, and the rest was just race against race and just rattling everyone's cage and getting the Black Lives Matter guys fired up against the white supremacists and whatever. So much, because they're smart, if you think about it. I don't know. So they're looking for chaos.
Yeah, people to turn on each other.
Getting somebody elected one way or the other minus the chaos is not chaos. That's just you got her in or you got him in. Yeah. They're looking, as these things start to shake out, it's pretty overwhelming statistically when the numbers came out a few months back, when they found out this, like how much they spent for these kind of ads versus those kind of ads. The pro-Hillary and pro-Trump or negative Hillary, negative Trump was a small part of it compared to the rattle the cage, get us all. And it's worked perfectly. I mean, we've literally spent the last 2 years at everyone at each other's throats. I mean, if that's what you're looking for and you're a bad player like the Soviet or the former Soviet Union, mission accomplished.
And the interesting thing about what you said is it was they apparently there's videos and little news clips on it. They employed trolls on both sides, which was important.
Yeah.
Because you think, you know, it's just going to be a pro-Trump or conservative. No. It's very important to get people fighting on both sides equally.
Well, this is why, then, I would say, especially to the lion's share of the people who are protesting the meddling in the election by taking to the streets, you're actually sort of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're actually doing what they wanted you to do. Like, good, start working on talking points and campaigns for your guy or gal for the next election or the midterms. You know, start putting together your platform and going about that. So it's weird, but we're playing into it. But ultimately, if you're an atheist, we're just going to die. So let's not get too wound up, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something to get wound up about. Philly.com reports that Philadelphia is the first on the list to test and review Panera's newest menu item, the double bread bowl. This will come to locations in the city starting
How's Philly doing in the rape rankings nationally here?
Look that up. The double bread bowl features two, I think we have a picture, two holes carved in one whole loaf of bread, which can be filled with soup or macaroni and cheese. Panera recommends splitting it with your, quote, BFF, significant other, or even a coworker. Though splitting a bread bowl may prove to be very messy. The double bread bowl will be available upon request. I guess it's a secret menu item, it sounds like. Sunday, August 5th through Friday, August 31st, and then may go nationwide.
Vinny's not going to be happy to hear about this.
He's going
to
be outraged.
There is nothing better than cream of anything soup. Like when they get the broccoli in there or the chowder. Corn chowder.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Underrated.
Underrated. The chowder department. Getting that sourdough bowl bread thing they have in San Francisco and filling it full of that chowder. It's just the best.
Oh.
It's so damn good.
And it's good outdoor food. I mean, San Francisco's cold typically, so it's good walking around on the wharf or the pier.
You dip with the carved out nubbin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you got to get the bread that took out. Don't throw that out, son.
No.
No.
That's my lid.
Yeah.
So this is Panera.
Yeah.
I thought Panera...
used to be called the St. Louis Bread Company, by the way.
At least really?
Where I'm from.
I don't like that.
They changed to Panera.
I guess they had a little trouble. It seemed like when everyone was getting away from the carbs... Mm-hmm. Then they had a tough sell, but now they're just leaning into it, right?
Yes, doubling down, literally. Double the scoop.
Well, I got to tell you, in terms of the carbs, kids love carbs so much. I mean, I love carbs, but kids like crave them. Like they want that cereal. Like I don't know what's going on physiologically that creates this it's insatiable. They're carb. Like, I can go like, I'll have the avocado and the piece of cheese and I'll be fine. But like, my daughter's got to get hold of that banana muffin.
It's got to be prehistorically baked into you. Like, they're the carbs that have the long sustained energy from when we used to eat once, every 2-3 days.
Yeah, the sugars.
Like, Jessica goes nuts for muffins and whatever our carbs can get our hands on.
And
Cheerios.
We probably would too if we didn't know better.
Yeah.
The thing that's funny is we know that Natalia's nuts for sweets and carbs, and she knows it too. So when she wants her banana muffin or her cookies or whatever, she has to go lock herself in the room. And then once she's safely in her room with her door shut, Olga has to go unearth them because they're
so
hidden
awesome.
Somewhere.
Oh my God.
And then she pulls them out and then she gives one to Natalia. Then Natalia has to go back and hide again, while she puts them away or she pulls this one out or whatever.
How much I scream.
Yeah. Do not open this door.
And it's funny because it's the only time Natalia ever self-imposes any discipline because she's like, I want that muffin. So like, Olga's like, you go to the room with the dog, and she goes to the room and shuts the door. It's the only time she doesn't put up a fight. And I realize because she is exiling herself so
she
Olga can get the muffins out, which for a while she was keeping in my desk drawer.
That sucks.
Next to my porn DVDs.
By the way, the amount of restraint it has, at least on me, that I have shown with two fucking giant cheesy jalapeno bread loaves in the kitchen area over here.
Oh, I know. Those
I've been walking
yesterday.
Right by. I haven't even tried it.
I should bring that home and give it to...
The favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Cheesy bread.
Oh, it's great. All right, let me tell you about Geico. Everybody's got the to-do list. How about you add, save a bunch of money to that list? Go to geico.com, get some car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just slide on over to your computer and go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money. Buy some protein. Forget about those carbs. Buy some protein with that extra. Get a nice steak for yourself with that extra money you're going to save at Geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% on your car insurance. All right, let's do another.
All right. Well, in a new interview for the September issue of In Style, Jennifer Aniston opened up to writer, producer, and wife of Jimmy Kimmel, Molly McInerney, about the pressure she feels from the public about not being married or having kids. She said she's tired of the assumption that she's
depressed. What magazine?
In Style.
In Style.
Yeah.
This is a new thing where they have like... Ellen DeGeneres will interview Oprah
like iconoclast.
Yeah, I'm trying to Chelsea Handler will interview so and so comedian.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this is a she says the misconceptions, Jen says this. Misconceptions are Jen can't keep a man and Jen refused to have a baby because she's selfish and committed to her career, or that I'm sad and heartbroken, she says. First, with all due respect, I'm not heartbroken. And second, those are reckless assumptions. No one knows what's going on behind closed doors. No one considers how sensitive that might be for my partner and me. They don't know what I've been through medically or emotionally. There's a pressure on women to be mothers, and if they're not, they're deemed damaged goods. Maybe my purpose on this planet isn't to procreate. Maybe I have other things I'm supposed to do. And the former Friends star bemoaned the sexism in tabloid media, saying that you don't hear about a childless man being referred to as a spinster.
That's true.
He's a playboy.
Playboy.
Yeah, well, I saw her and her husband at Jimmy's house a few months ago. And then
Justin Theroux.
Then they broke Theroux. Up.
Dashing.
They broke up almost immediately after that.
Corolla Kerr strikes again.
What'd you do?
We got the the updating rape rankings.
Yeah, so that we've these are more updated lists, and South Africa is number one, known as the rape capital of the world.
Number one.
I thought I read that, but then you guys kept telling me number five.
No, I'm sorry, Pakistan. I've seen, as I said, all the lists are different, but Pakistan is it sometimes in the top 10, sometimes not. And then the U.S., anyone who puts the U.S. will put it as number one or two.
I don't really? Know. Number two.
How are we number
maybe,
one
maybe
or two?
Maybe a point.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I don't
what
know.
What do you mean anyone who puts the U.S.?
Like, if I see U.S. in a top 10 list, it's number one. Like, oh, the number one country is the U.S.
Or we don't
South
make
Africa.
It at all.
Yeah, or we don't make it at all.
So who has South Africa at number one?
This one is trender.net. I found at least five sources with South Africa as number one.
Wow. So,
with a bullet.
Yeah, see, I would believe it. So we can't be number one.
South Africa is always in the list.
All right. Well, there you go.
Perennial all-star.
Charlize. See if we can clean that up a little bit, and then we'll get to where you can't work over here because your kids are black. We'll figure that one out. Dawson?
I texted former Corolla guest Rob Lewis, the Green Beret-turned author, and asked him what bullets go in those plastic guns. He repeated what either you or Brian said, that the gunpowder would melt the bullet, so they need real bullets.
You know who said it.
Well, I said bullet. I said it's a regular case and a regular bullet. But you're right. It would melt it.
Yeah.
But
at
I
least
said
warp
it, wouldn't make you. It wouldn't make sense to print a slug out of plastic and then have to repack it into the shell and everything. It'd work with 22 like standard something shells. It was standard anything. Right. Otherwise, it'd be kind of a waste of product. Not that it isn't already. But thank you, Dawson.
Indeed.
All right. You know what's weird though? Well, I guess it's what you'd print out, but there are plenty of parts that are like underneath your car hood now that are made of plastic materials that are put under incredible stress and heat and everything else. But either way, you'd buy a case of 22 shells, you'd print your thing out, it would be made the diameter and whatever to accept your standard off-the-shelf things, and then it'd be that much easier to do.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, what were we talking about? What was your last story?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, she's a delight in real life, I got to say.
She does seem awesome.
Super sweet. Saw her with Natalia. Jeez, Natalia's had a good year. She had Jennifer Aniston. She had Kim Kardashian. Damn. Jennifer was super sweet. And it's a little bit of a compliment when people keep bugging you to have kids because it means you're good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
worry you.
I don't know what's going on with the, like, I don't know how old Melissa McCarthy is or if she has kids or not, but nobody, I don't feel like I hear her bother. Right, let me finish. I don't feel like the chicks are a little bit plump or a little bit unattractive get bothered
there
to have kids all the time.
We
get a little like, hey, baby, spread that seat around. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Now, I got a son. He's going to need a trophy wife. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
She's probably not even born yet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's 25.
Right.
No, I mean, I got a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if he were 38 and banging around with your 26-year-old daughter?
You should be so lucky.
Get going. Fatty, you not need apply. We don't need more of you. That Southwest flight's crowded enough. That's your fat offspring on there. It's a quiet thing. Because we will do it with women that are hot, And I'm trying to think of like the less attractive versions that gotten a lot. Like,
you don't remember that they're constantly, back in the day, they constantly asked Kathy Bates, why aren't you having kids? And she was like, I have to fend off this question again.
It's interesting.
Shelley Winters before that? Come on.
There's two things. There's two things. One is we in some weird level want your DNA. We want more of that good looking DNA because you have symmetry spread around. The other thing is, on a weird quiet level, we want to picture you having sex.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's two things. Like, 100%. How come no one's humping you? Yeah. Why is everyone pulling out?
What's up?
Like, we want to know.
It's so weird when parents ask.
Yeah. We want to picture you having sex.
Okay.
And we'd like your DNA. Mm-hmm. But for the exact opposite reasons, the fat chick gets a pass because we don't want to picture her having sex, and we don't want that gene pool with the thyroid condition passed along, so they get a pass. So, Jennifer, this is a little tip of the nip slip.
You know what I bet Chris gets all the time? Why don't you have kids, Chris? Your daughter would have the most amazing hair. Girls are obsessed with that when they see a guy with or eyelashes.
They do love it.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry,
Brian.
Of course, I can barely feed myself as a response is a good one for you to use, where Jennifer can't hang her hat on that one, right? You know, from her Malibu estate.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. That's a
very good point.
But if someone wants to know why you're not having kids, it means you're a good looking couple.
Interesting.
Yep.
I'll remember that.
Just
if ever you hear that,
hold on. Now I feel compelled. Gina, you need to have some kids.
Dare you.
Oh, yeah, Gina. Yeah.
Get going.
Get cracking.
Chicken. All right.
God.
Well, I mean, I would love, I mean, obviously, we'd have to find the female celebrity who is a little overweight. This Is Us gal, I don't know if she gets hounded by that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how old she is. I don't know. See, I don't know who has kids and who doesn't have kids. Mm. But find me morbidly obese, and I'll find you not bothered very often, or at least splashed all over the tabloids about not having kids.
Who's in Mike and Molly?
That was McCarthy.
Oh, isn't there another one?
Well, there's the This Is Us.
Oh, that. Okay. Mm.
You don't watch TV, Ryan. You don't know.
But I see promos for like some TBS show starring two humongous people.
That's Mike and Molly. It doesn't seem like they should be on. It doesn't seem like Melissa McCarthy should be on Mike and Molly, or should have been on Mike and Molly, because she was like a big star. She still did it for a while. They'll find it. Punch into the computer. Make sure you do it in an angry, deliberate fashion. So you're... The answers will pop up that much faster. All right. Who are you thinking of? It's This Is Us, right? How old is the This Is Us?
37.
Oh, boy. Clock's ticking.
Oh, man.
She have kids?
No, divorced.
No kids?
No kids.
Why no kids?
I don't know. I'm shocked.
She'll never see her on a tablet with a no kids. You'll see discussions about, like, finding love. Oh, yeah, because we got a whole different chick sort of angle for her, which is she's learned to love herself as she is.
Yeah.
That's our thing, is she's defining beauty. But she's off our list of people that need to have kids. She's on the list of the new defined beauty.
Redefine the definition.
Yeah, we got to have a theme going that nobody gives a shit about.
Right. It's like, believe it or not, she does get laid.
Hold on,
Brian, because I'm afraid that you're going to use that against me.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Oh, damn!
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I'm trying to think, Cindy Crawford. See, there you go. Perfect example.
Oh, my God. Her daughter looks just like her.
Thank God. Cindy Crawford had a girl. I mean, she has a boy, too.
But the girl is identical.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we needed a younger Cindy Crawford, and 2. We now have one. Like, who's my son going to beat off to? You know?
Yeah. Not Mama Crawford.
Well, she's aging out as he starts to hit his stride.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But young...
Oh. Kylie,
she'll
what's
just
her name?
Be legal by the time son finds his first pube.
Yeah, look, it's insane.
Mm.
Wow.
Her name's Kaya.
Kaya, yeah.
How old is Kaya? Well, anyway. There.
Wow.
Point.
She's
point
16.
Received.
16.
All right, but here's...
Take it off, Kaylin.
It's exactly... exactly what I'm saying. My son is 12. He's a little bit of a late bloomer. 2 years from now, on her birthday, when she becomes legal and spankable, Sonny will have something in the bank. You know what I mean? Where Cindy's turning 52. So, you guys understand what I'm saying here?
No.
We have to keep this
game
going. You understand?
It's a farm.
It's a farm.
Yeah, she's in the AAAs.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got to groom her and bring her up to the big leagues. That's exactly right. All right. So let's get out again. It's only a compliment. I don't know, in a weird way, like, I would have liked it if one of my high school teachers was disappointed in my academic output. They weren't.
Yeah.
It seemed about right.
You're not applying yourself. You're such a genius.
All I wanted to hear is that once. Yeah. I never got that. I wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying to Jennifer Aniston. You're hot.
Yeah.
We expect more.
Apply yourself.
We want another one of you.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I get it.
Okay. It's a compliment. So literally, in a weird way, it's the ultimate compliment. Like, make more of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because, like, when you do the other thing, like, when you think about, like, Tex Watson from the Manson family, it's like, oh, that guy's having kids in prison. Jesus, fuck. Oh, that's all we need. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Pass on that DNA.
All right. This is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Make more of you. It's the ultimate comp. It's the ultimate.
When you put it that way, yeah.
Did you find your fat chick that was in the sitcom?
Believe it or not, she does get laid.
Oh. All right. Let me tell you about the. It's Melissa McCarthy. It's got to be. It is, I'll tell you about the Castrol Edge. That's right. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown. You don't want any of that. You need Castrol Edge. Engineered with fluid titanium technology. Physically transforms to get stronger under pressure. That's right. Helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance to your car. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge. I put it in my car. You put it in your car. Castrol Edge. Unlock the true performance in your car's engine. All right. Us, we're going to the Pasadena Ice House. That'll be August 29th, up on stage with Dr. Drew. That's good. And then Seattle, Moore Theater, before we set sail September 13th. Do a live podcast over there with Adam Ray. And Phoenix, Stand Up Live, Basic Cable Commentary with August. Anaheim Grove coming up. Do a live pod there. Go to chassis.com and say hi. We got a lot of shows going on over there. Also, we got Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow, and you can check that out over on Podcast One, and you can check it out on Apple, where you find the podcast, every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One, Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for David Jaffe and...
Christian Cerluski.
Cerluski and Gina Grad and Bald Brian say mahalo. I believe we're meant to be unmolested.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail and correct any other pronunciations, the phone number is 888-634-1744. Send all your hate mail to August at AdamCarolla.com. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts. Mangria events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com.